Hedjit midas dami. Whatever you take from hedjit, shalom midas, is like you're doing it midas. Rashi behedish leklamayim shalom midas. The das shchiniko hilka kehedjit midas dami. Therefore, it's like you're taking reshus from hedjit. If somebody gives you permission to sleep in my house, like we made up, you have to pay me for it. So vadi, you have to pay me. What do I care if I don't have any loss? But when I give you, when I make up a contract with you, you want to sleep, you have to pay me. Avad, you have to pay me. There also, by Hegdish, it's always called Kimidas Dami. The Torah also says, spiritual countries, Tidash Shechin Ika. You always have the Das Shechin, know what's going. Because, Shalom Adad Lavdavka, look at the Milson market. Yeah. So he says, El Nirik, the Torah says, the Kolema, the Das Shechin Ika, Shloyahan Odem Bloy Mila. But Hashem, like, is making a condition here, any Hanoi you take, you're going to have to pay for it. So it's like we made a condition, you're going to have to pay for it. That's why Hegdish is different. So you can't bring any proof what the Bjerg can hold. Maybe Zenen of his own cost, and maybe he holds his pot. Sholach Lera Bavua Bazav de Lamori Bar Mar. Boy, my name Ravuna. Question for Ravuna. Ha Ador Bechot Sechavarish Pemedite. Again, somebody walks into your house and sleeps there without your permission. Then the next morning is a question. So Lahalas Lai Scharo Yaloi. Does he have to pay you the rent of last night or not? Hadok, in the meantime, Noch Nashir Ravuna. Ravuna was Lifta. Omale Rabba Bar Ravuna. Hochi Yom Rabba Mori. Mishmei the Rav. This is the name of Rav. That ain't it so Lahalas Lai Schar. You don't have to pay. That's Talocho. That Zenene Vizel Echosev, he had no enjoyment, you should know your potter. But he also said, the Asoiche Bayis Meruvain, if you rent a house from Ruvain, Malos Chale Shimon, you have to pay the rent to Shimon. If you rent a house from Ruvain, you have to pay the rent to Shimon. Freddy Gemara, what's going on? Is Shimon, I have to tell you, what is Shimon doing in the picture? You rented a house from Ruvain, why should you have to pay Shimon? So, this is what it means to say. Nimsa Abayah Shal Shimon, you rented it from Reuven. Reuven acted like the Bailum. Really, he was a Ganef. Really, the house belongs to Shimon. Later, when we find out that Shimon owns the house, is Malalei Schar, you're going to have to pay Shimon the rent. So, Fredimara Tarti, it's a stira. Like, why do you have to pay Shimon the rent? Shimon didn't rent it out to you, and Shimon couldn't have rented it out anyway. So, Chor Shimon's a Lechosar, and you're an Enna. So, you're telling me now, Zenen is a Lechosar, is Potter. Says, so why do you have to pay the rent to Shimon? You shouldn't have to pay it to anybody. Then the Gemara, the Gemara says, no, there's no stira. Ho de kaim liyagro, ho de le kaim liyagro. Here the case is, this was like a motel. So really, Shimon got it, was stolen from Shimon. But if Shimon would have owned it, would have had it, he would have rented it out. So since Shimon would have rented it out, Shimon had a loss. So therefore, if you slept there last night, you have to pay Shimon, because it's called zenene v'zeh chosar. But we're talking about in the case where it was a private house, like he wouldn't have rented out anyway. So there, Zenene, Vizel Lechosar, then he holds your potter. Itmanam, we learned also like this. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Omer Rav. Vi Amri Lo Somse, Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Omer Rav Huna. Hadar Bechotzech Haveroi. Hadar Bechotzech Haveroi Shlemi Daita, if you go into your friend's house, and you sleep there without his permission, Talocher is Enoi Sorol Halas Lechar. You do not have to pay him rent the next morning. Because again, that's called Zenene, Vizel Lechosar, Locher is at your potter. But the Asoicha Bayis Lim Nayir, if you rent a house from the city, from the town, Malas Chala Bailim. You should know the rent you have to pay to the real owner. For the Gemara, the Bailim, I have to tell you, what's talking about the real owner? You rented the house from the city, it was a public house. So why do you have to pay the rent now to the rent to a Bailim? Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah Brice means to say. Nim Tzulei Bailim. Like first could be the city was holding on to it, they didn't know exactly who the owner was. But if later we find out exactly who the owner is, the locker is the Madlan Lem Schar. You have to pay the real owner the payment. So question, the rent. Question is, Tati Tassira, why? The Avamina is against the real owner wouldn't have rented it out anyway. So the real owner has no loss. Just you have enjoyment. So you're telling me now the locker is Zenende, Vizilla Chosra's Potter. Why do you have to pay him rent? So again, the Gemara answers, no. Hod the Kaim Liagro, Hod the Kaim Liagro. Here we're talking about it was like a motel, that the owner would have rented it out. So by you sleeping there, you made a loss to the owner, therefore you have to pay. But in a case where there's no loss to the owner, then we hold the name of Zilei Chosar, it's like a potter. All right, turn over. Omer Rav Schoiro, Omer Rav Huna. Omer Rav, Hadar Bechotza Chaverish Lemidait. Again, if you sleep in your friend's house without his permission, the locher is Ein Tzorach Halas Leschar. You do not have to pay him rent. You know, Zenen of Zilei Chosar's potter. He says, you know why? Mishrim Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Ushi'iyo yukas shor. Emptiness hits and breaks the house. Kiss is like a haunting house. It's kedai for the owner that you should be there. It's called you gave him enjoyment. A guy would rather somebody be in his house be empty. If the house is empty, something happens. Rashi says, shade, the demon, An empty house, the shade, or Shia comes in there. Vilkav, therefore, Zer Shomad Voy, Haneu. Therefore, the fact you went in there, even though it was without permission, you gave him Hanor. So, Vada, Lechatchila, you have no right to go in. You can't go into somebody's house that went and left town and say, listen, I'm doing the guy a favor, I'll break in and sleep there. That, Avad, you can't do. Just means only a Svara, though, that if you did sleep there, till next morning you don't have to pay any money. Could be this counteract the other Svara we had. That even though maybe you make the walls a little bit black, so you made him a drap chosom, but for that drap chosom, you did him a tavor also. You send away the demon Shia. Oh, Mabar Avashi, Hishnel Didi Chosli, I once saw the shade, I once saw an empty house. Or Managa Kituren, he can mamish gore like an ox. It's a very strong shade. So, kiss, you're doing him a big taiva, the fact that you were there. Rav Yosef Oma, Beisa, Meisva, Yosef. No, it's Thomas Swara, she says, Bai Yishum, Yushu, Bediris, Nayodam, Yosef, Yishuva, Kaim. Thomas Swara, that if people live in a house, they keep the house going. Mashenka, an empty house, the rats away, without the demons. Thomas Swara, if you live there, you keep the house at the Seder. Rasha Lufish, Shadorim, Batoicha, Royin, Mashu, Tzara, Chumasakhtan, I say. Like, if you could be, the pipe will break. So if nobody's home, they'll flood up the house. If you're there, you see a leak, so you'll shut off the faucet. So kids, it's a swear to say, if you are you living there, you do a guy a taiva. The Gemara says, my b'nai, what's the difference in b'nai, you'll call mishtamish bay, b'tziva b'tivna. Let's say the owner is, anyway, stored there, here's the wood. See, if he stored something there, so far as the demon goes, the demon won't come there. Because the mice of the Balabas is using it. So therefore, the demon won't come there. But the mice say, if you're there, the second swore you still help out. Because just wood alone again, maybe there'll be a leak there, and you ruin everything. If you'll be there, you'll stop the leak. So that's not committed between the two swores. Whether the guy is using it for storage house, so it's a storage house for the demon won't come there. But me, the geese, if you're there, you may help out a little drop. That's why you put it. Hahu Garba, there was a man. Devona Apadna Akakilsa Diasmi. He built up a big palace. On a kilter, Rashi says, Ashpa, from a junkyard that belonged to the assignment. Kids, he cleaned out a junkyard and he built a big palace there. But the beginning, it belonged to the assignment. Agver of Nachman upon Yemenesh. Nachman took away the guy's palace and said, what are you doing? The field belongs to the assignment. You have no right to build here. So, Lema, let's say, Kasavar of Nachman, Adar, Bechot, Sechavar, Shlemi, Dai, Tesor, Lalas, Leschar. And the Chura, since it was a junkyard until now, they have no use for it anyway. So what do you care if I went to build the palace then cleaned it out? The Chura, Zenen of Zelechosa. So the Chura, you have to tell me, he owes Zenen of Zelechosa, Takis Chaya, that's why you have to pay. Zemar says, no, Ahu Mikoro, Kamayu Havidaribe. That at the beginning, there were some people used to live there. Rashi says, Kamayim in Shem Uma. That Hayu Yoshvim Bo, Malim Schal Yisoymim. That the Yisoymim used to get some rent. There used to be some people living there. So therefore, again, the fact that you took it away and you build up your palace, you made a chosar. That now the Yisraelim are not getting their $10 rent. So again, like I said before, once they have a drop of chosar, now you have to pay for all the enjoyment you took. Therefore, Nachman says, I'm taking away your palace. Until you make up a contract with the Yisraelim. So, Omaleh, so Nachman told this person, you know, Zil Faisinul Yasmi. Your only answer is now make up some contract. Go and be Mephayis, appease the Yisoyimim. Tell him you pay him $100. Make up some deal with him. But this person didn't listen to Rav Nachman at all. So Nachman did the din is, and Agri Rav Nachman apanyim inay. And so Rav Nachman said, Afi din, have a right to take away your whole palace. Because that's called Zenen, if it's Zechofer, you have to pay for everything. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzed Mishlemes Mashinenis. Where is there a case that you have to pay for the enjoyment you had? So the Mishnah made a chiluk again, where are you eating from? Versus Kate said, Mishnah is, if you eat the food that's outside in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, then you have to pay only Mashinenis, because otherwise you're potter. But Mitzidi Rechava, if the animal eats the food that's on the side of the street, that's called like Rishus Nizik, then you have to pay Nezik Shalom. Omer Rav, Uvel Machzeris. We're talking about now Machzeris, the animal turns his neck. Rashi says, Shechzira Roisha, the animal is standing with Shus Rabin. He just turns his neck to the left side and he eats the food that's Petzidi Rechava. For that alone, Yechayef. Shmuel Amanot, Amrav Uvumat Zeris, But says Shmuel Amar, Afilu Machzeres, Nami Potter. Shmuel says, no, even Machzeres still Yepotter. Since the animal is standing with Shus Rabim, the mice is still Yepotter. But the moral is Shmuel, Heichim is Kachas Lo Demechayiv, where's the case of Yechayiv then? Where's the case of Tzidi Rechov on the side of the street that the Mishnah says Yechayiv? For going to Shafkal Rochva, the animal left completely the Rishus Rabim, the Ozla Vakami Vitsidi Rechava, that the whole animal now is standing on the side street, that's when you have to pay, that's called like Rishus Anizik. But if the animal is still standing with Rishus Rabim, just that he turns his head into the Sidi, the side street, that Shmuel says Yepoto, and Rav holds Yechayiv. Vikadi Masla, some learn Lahoshmai to be Apanasha, some learn this Machlokas by itself. Machzeris. If an animal is standing in the Rishus Rabim and it just turns its head towards the side street and eats the food there, Rav or Machayavis. Rav says, we go after the place where the food is. Since the food, the mice is on the side street, Yechayiv, that's like Rishus Anizik. Or Shmuel Amaptura, Shmuel says, no, Yepotah. For the Gemara, the Shmuel, Mishalemis Mashazek, Echem Mishkachas Lo, to Machayavim. Where's the case of the Mishnah? You have the food on the side street that you have to pay a Nezik Shola Mashazikah. Kagoyin, the case has to be Teshavkel Rechava. The animal left completely the Rishus Rabim. The Ozla Vakamah Besidi Rechava, and he was standing now completely on the side street. Therefore, Yechayiv, that's called Shein Rishus Anizik. You have to pay Nezik Shalom. Moser Rav Nachum Yitzchok. Rav Nachum Yitzchok gets the question. Says in the Mishnah, Mi Pesach Hachanus Mishalemis Mashinenis. If the food is like the outside door of the store, it's called like outside. The Rishus Rabim is called Shein Rishus Rabim, that you potted the Nezik Shalom. You only have to pay for the enjoyment that you had. Where's the case?
Like Rashi says, because the store is not in the Rishus Rabim. So Pshita the Pesach is like on the side of the Rishus Rabim. So the animal is standing in the Rishus Rabim, and he's turning his head inside towards the Tzidi Rishus Rabim. So Zay should be Chayiv. What does the Mishnah say, Yepotah?
The store, but since his body is outside, you go bust his body that's outside, he's only Chayiv like Rishus Rabim, only Mashinenis. So what's the Kash and Rav? Rav says, no, who Maisla Mufarik Lo, the Kaim of the Karen Zavis.
In other words, we're not talking about in the case of Machzeris, we're not talking about that the animal standing with Shusar Rabim, and he has to turn his head to the side, to the Tzidei Rechovo, because that according to Rav Yechayiv and Nezik Shalom. But rather, we're talking about where the store is on the corner. It's at a corner. So therefore, when the animal is walking straight, Derech Ilucha, it like bumps into the Pesach of the Chanus and eats the food there. So therefore, even without a Machzeris, without turning his head towards the side, just when I'm walking normally through the Rishus Rabim, when you come to a side, to a corner, you automatically bump into the Pesach of the Chanus. So therefore, that's why you only have to pay Mashinenis, is like a regular Shein Rishus Rabim, that you put there even according to Rav.
To go like into the side of the street. Because according to Rav, if the animal would have turned his head leftwards to go to the side of the street, even though his body is Rishus Rabim, as long as his head is a little bit towards inwards, that will be called Rishus Anizik, Yibichai V'Nezik Shalom. So that's how Mishnah says by the Pesach HaChanus, it does not mean the animal had to turn his head. Stop talking about Machzeres, but the animal was walking normally. So it's like Rashi's picture, the store was at the corner here, and the peris were in front of the store, so when you walk through, walking normally in the Rishus Rabim, the animal ate it up. So that's called real shame Rishus Rabim. And he could the army some say no. Machzeres when the animal had to turn its head to the side, kuliyamole plika de chayevis. Everybody says you go bust to where the muck of the animal ate it, Rishus Anizik is chayev. Key plika, where's the machlekes?
B'makze mokoim mirishusoi the Rishus Rabim. If you set aside a portion of the end portion, the end, let's say 10 feet of your property, to give it over to the Rishus Rabim. In other words, your field came out up until the Rishus Rabim, and you let the end of your property go to the Rishus Rabim, and you put food down there, that's the machlokes. Is that makom called Rishus Anizik, or that makom is called Rishus Rabim? V'ochi yitma, this is the way you learn. Omar Rav says, Lo Shonu El Machzeres. When do I say Shein is Chayiv is called Rishus Anizik? Only when the animal turns its head towards the Tzidei Rishus Ayoch, towards the Tzidei, beside. Avo Mekatze Makze Mokim Rishus Rabim. For if the owner set aside the end of his field to give it over to the Rabim, Sopturah, and then the owner puts down food there, that's called Mamish like Shein Rishus Rabim. Since you gave over the rights to the Rabim to walk through that part of the field, is like Rishus Rabim. Therefore, food that's put down there, the Bala Shor is Potter. Well, Shmuel says no. Afilu mekatze mokim rishus l'rishus rabim, even if you set aside a place of your field for the rishus rabim to use, he should know it's still considered your property, and therefore if you put down food there and somebody else eats it up, chayeves, it's called rishus hanizik, the bala shoros chayiv. So the Gemara says, if so, leima, let's say, bebor b'rishus l'kamiflegi. The machlekes here, and this is totally in the same machlekes, that if somebody has a bor in his own rishus. Like really there's a Gemara later on that talks about if you chayfa bor b'shusay, first you dig a bor in your rishus, to hifka rishusay, and then you mafka your rishus, your property around the bor, but v'loy hifka borei. So that's the machlekes later, we'll see about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So maybe here also, Rav, that Rav holds over there yichayiv in the bor, because since you're mafkarit, it's like a bor b'shus rabim. Therefore, mishamochi p'tura. Over here, tak is called shein b'shus rabim that you put there. And Shmuel over there says, no, the bor is not called a bor b'shus rabim. That's why you put there. Therefore, over here, it's called a behemoth and ate up the food from your property. It's called b'shus hanizik. That's why over here, Shmuel say, tak yichayiv. Zumar says, Rav the Yoma Potter, Rav that says over here that the food in this Rishus is called like Rishus Rabim, therefore it's Shem Rishus Rabim, Ksovar Bor Rishus Echayiv. He'll hold that the Bor in your Rishus Yitak Echayiv, because since you're Mafki, your Rishus is considered like Rishus Rabim, so Bor Rishus Rabim is Chayiv. Ushmul the Yoma Chayiv, Shmul that says over here, no, when you're marked Malkam to Rishus Rabim, it's still called like your property, it's still called Rishus Anizik. That's why if somebody sure eats up your food there, the Bala Shur is Chayiv, Kisava, Bor Rishus Aipoto. Hello, even though you're mafkir your property, like you give over the property for the Rabim to use it, but you're not mafkir that you should be Chayiv. Therefore, it's called like a Bor in your Rishus, therefore, the Maisi Aipoto. Tamura says, maybe no. Omulach Rav, Rav will answer back and says, Omulach Rav, the other name of